Dangers in success.
It is a dangerous age for any man who has talents which can be of value in the work of God, for Satan is constantly plying his temptations upon such a person, ever trying to fill him with pride and ambition. And when God would use him, in 9 cases out of 10, he becomes independent, self-sufficient, and feels capable of standing alone. This will be your danger, Dr. Blank, unless you live a life of constant faith and prayer. You may have a deep and abiding sense of eternal things and that love for humanity which Christ has shown in his life. A close connection with heaven will give the right tone to your fidelity and will be the ground of your success. Your feeling of dependence will drive you to prayer, and your sense of duty summon you to effort. Prayer and effort, effort and prayer, will be the business of your life. You must pray as though the efficiency and praise were all due to God, and labor as though duty were all your own. If you want power, you may have it, as it is awaiting your draft upon it. Only believe in God, take him at his word, act by faith, and blessings will come. In this matter, genius, logic, and eloquence will not avail. Those who have a humble, trusting, contrite heart, God accepts and hears their prayer. And when God helps, all obstacles will be overcome. How many men of great natural abilities and high scholarship have failed when placed in positions of responsibility, while those of feebler intellect with less favorable surroundings have been wonderfully successful? The secret was, the former trusted to themselves, while the latter united with him who is wonderful in counsel and mighty in working to accomplish what he will. Your work being always urgent, it is difficult for you to secure time for meditation and prayer, but this you must not fail to do. The blessing of heaven obtained by daily supplication will be as the bread of life to your soul and will cause you to increase in spiritual and moral strength, like a tree planted by the river of waters, whose leaf will always be green and whose fruit will appear in due time. Your neglect to attend the public worship of God is a serious error. The privileges of divine service will be as beneficial to you as to others and are fully as essential. You may be unable to avail yourselves of these privileges as often as do many others. You will frequently be called upon the Sabbath to visit the sick, and may be obliged to make it a day of exhausting labor. Such labor to relieve the suffering was pronounced by our Savior a work of mercy and no violation of the Sabbath. But when you regularly devote your Sabbath to writing or labor, making no special change, you harm your own soul. Give to others an example that is not worthy of imitation, and do not honor God. You have failed to see the real importance not only of attending religious meetings, but also of bearing testimony for Christ and the truth. If you do not obtain spiritual strength by the faithful performance of every Christian duty, thus coming into a closer and more sacred relation to your Redeemer, you will become weak in moral power.